Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner. We're at the Norwalk Softball Diamond celebrating the Warriors' regional final win tonight over Oskaloosa. Headed back to state for the fourth year in a row as a group. Just tell me about your initial reactions to getting back to state. Now, first of all, let's introduce yourselves here, starting with Nia Holbert.
I'm Nia. I'm super excited to go back to state. This is all of our fourth time going back to state. I'm really excited.
Bailey Birmingham. I'm really excited. I mean, doing it for a fourth time in a row, all 4 years of high school, is really exciting. So just to do it one last time will be really fun.
I'm Carly Brewer, and this is only my second time going to state. So getting to go back and get another shot at it is really awesome.
I'm Maddie Goley, and I'm so happy and proud of everybody, all the seniors, and what we've accomplished so far this year. And I'm super excited to go to state again.
I'm Ava Garvey. I'm really grateful for the opportunity. It's one that not a lot of people get, and I feel so lucky to have gotten to do it with all these seniors.
I'm Haley Karnatz. I'm just happy that a lot of us seniors have been here, and we just want one last ride and hopefully take it all.
I'm Addie Fisher, and I'm just really excited to head back to some place that we've been 4 years in a row and just get another shot at it.
Well, tonight you had an opponent in Oskaloosa that you'd beaten three times pretty handily. As a veteran group, how did you handle that going into the game, you know, trying to keep a level head and knowing that you'd beat them handily, but also trying to respect your opponent?
We played against them really good, like, before postseason, but I knew they'd still come with energy. There was, like, no doubting that. So just going in with a little bit of ego and not being, like, too up high. But, yeah,
really familiar team that we played tonight. Obviously, we had to stay pretty level just because the regional final is always a big game. Everyone wants to go to state. So we still had to respect them, but glad we could come out with a big win.
Also, just having that confidence and edge that we have beat them three times this season already, so coming in with that I think gave us the edge.
I think no matter who our opponent is, we just go out and we play ourselves, and we play confident and we play together, and that's the most exciting part for our group heading into state.
We know us, we know our team, we know that we can beat whoever comes to us. We just got to have that confidence.
Yeah, I think we just really tried to focus on ourselves and stay true to ourselves, and that's what kept us going through that game and pushed us to the end of it.
Carly, you know, there's always going to be nerves in a regional final, but how big was it to get an early 3-0 lead out there?
Getting ahead early as a pitcher is really kind of a relief, because then I can throw relaxed and not kind of tense up when it's 0-0. I get a little, not nervous, but it's a little more on edge, so it's kind of a cushion.
Nia, you got started in the bottom of the first with a double. I think you hit three identical balls tonight, all rockets to left center field. Got robbed on one of them. Just how good were you feeling up there at the plate tonight?
Really confident. Felt great starting off with a good hit, and then just like continuing on after that, just a lot of confidence.
And for the rest of you guys, everybody did something tonight in the lineup. We scored a run, drove in a run, walked. Just how important is it going to state to have a lineup this deep?
Yeah, we definitely need everyone. It's not just going to take one or two or a couple people. It's not just going to take Carly in the circle. We need everybody up and down the lineup, defensively and offensively, is what it's going to take for us to win it all. So we need everyone in Fort Dodge.
Yeah, I think that everybody keeping their energy up would really, really help us out this the next, hopefully, four games, or three. And I just think that, yeah, we need everyone here.
I think our group's been in a position like we're going to be in up at Fort Dodge a lot of times. So our ability to stay together and trust each other at the plate and trust that everyone in the batting order has the capability to do something big, I think that's really important for us, and it's really special for our group specifically.
We always feed off of each other. When Nia was starting to hit, we got going, we got rolling, and we always like depend on each other, and we feed off of each other, which is good.
Yeah, I think our energy builds into that, and having energy from the beginning pushes Nia as our leadoff to go attack the ball and start something going, and then it just snowballs from there, and then everybody, we just get going, and if we stay that way, we're going to be great no matter what.
So you got 6 days between games now. You guys have been in this position before. How do you kind of handle these days off getting ready for the state tournament?
A lot of practicing. I feel like we do a good amount of practicing, but also like resting our bodies and just getting ready to play our first game.
I think just touching up the little things and focusing on the small things is a big thing that we focus on this next week before our next game. Doing the little things in big moments is what's going to pay off. We've been playing, 40 or 45 games, so we know how to play softball. We just need to execute.
I think working on the things that we struggle with in games really helps us, so just practicing on that and also resting and keeping a level head.
I think practicing like we play and feeling our body for the days ahead, I think that'll really help us out in the oncoming state games.
I think when you go to state, you get a lot of cool opportunities, so just enjoying those different opportunities our school provides and, you know, staying motivated, staying ready throughout the week.
It's a grind, all of these games, but keeping that routine that we usually have, which has gotten us this far, just keeping that routine, but also resting a little bit more.
Yeah, I think the rest really plays into it, but then also getting after it at practice, just tweaking the little things and, like, staying there for each other and just building off of what we already have.
We've been talking with the Norwalk senior softball players after they advanced to state tonight. Just real quickly, you guys have not yet gotten to that state title game there. I know that's been eating at you. You want to get there. What's it going to take to get to that last game in 4A?
I think we need to, like, knock off the nerves when we start playing both offensively and defensively. We need to do good in both of those and just staying away from nerves. I feel like that's a big thing.
Yeah, overall, I feel like we're a pretty experienced group. I mean, this being our fourth year in a row, we do have some younger players on the field, but helping those ones playing up there is a really fun moment. So I've always said it, but my high school goal is to win pink shirt, and we got one more opportunity, so I'm hoping to do it.
I think just staying together and bringing each other up is really important, and sticking together as a group can make us go far.
Yeah, I agree with Carly. I think everybody on board with all the games and keeping a focused mind and the nerves calming down, I think that'll get us what our big goal is.
The state tournament, it's a crazy environment. It's very different than anything we play in regularly. So luckily we've been there and we are knowing what we're walking into. And I think that's a great tool to use when we do get in those moments where it's high intensity and a lot of different voices.
We might have a lot of, like, younger girls on the team, but that's nice to have sometimes. But I think we know what to expect, and we're going to come in, we're going to battle. We're going to battle hard, and we're going to get to that championship.
Yeah, we know what we have to do. We have to stick together and play our best every single time we step on that field, knowing it could be our last. So just working together and coming all together as a team, we know we can do it, and now we just have to go prove it.
All right, well, we got to keep Bailey from going up to Fort Dodge right away. She seems ready to go right now.
But I'm so excited.
We'll talk to you guys next week. That's Norwalk senior softball players Nia Holbert, Bailey Birmingham, Carly Brewer, Maddie Goulian, Ava Garvey, Haley Carnett, and Addie Fisher. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.